And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
I'd say Merry Christmas.
Were there any other expressions people used?
For instance, like what?
Do you ever hear Christmas gift?
Yes. We use that. Christmas gift. Or Merry Christmas.
When would you say Christmas gift?
Anytime on Christmas Day.
Was the person supposed to give you something then?
No, not necessarily.
It's just an expression?
That's right.
What would you say on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Did you ever say New Year's gift?
No.
And you'd say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
Intentionally.
Or he did that. How else could you say that?
Willingly.
Or purpose. He did that.
He did it on purpose. Yes.
And Jesus said, I am with you.
Always.
And say if I ask you what's new, you might just shake your head and say, oh.
I don't know anything or something to that.
Or you say, oh, there's really
nothing new.
And I'd say, oh, there must be.
Not that I know of.
Okay, or I might say to you, well, there must be.
Well, I'd say there isn't or something to that effect.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You'd say, go ahead and
put it on.
And you'd say, you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in earlier, and now the road's all
closed.
Or what have they done to it? It's all
blocked on.
Or talking about them tearing it up.
They're tearing it up, yes.
And the road's all
tore up.
And you'd say, he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here ever
since.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife. She
stabbed him.
And if a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture up on the blackboard, she might ask, who?
Who did it?
Who what this picture? Who
drew this picture?
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
block and tackle.
To do what?
To lift it up.
Do you ever say to hoist it or to heist it?
Hoist it, yes, it could be used. Hoist it was a little bit higher. Well, a little bit more fancy name here. We'd say we lifted it or lifted it with block and tackle. That would have been hoist, yes, that's a good name for it.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, he ran down the springboard and he went into the water.
He dove into the water.
And several children have already
dove in there.
Okay, and that child was too scared to
dive.
And when they got in the water, they what across?
Started swimming.
Okay, and he what all the way across the lake?
He swam all the way across the lake.
And he has
swum.
Okay, and they like to those children like to
go swimming.
Okay. If you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that
a belly buster.
Okay. And a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over. She turns a
somersault.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might
sink.
And then you could
drown.
You say, yesterday somebody
drowned.
When they pulled him out, he had already
died.